Hi, everyone. This is Jerry White, and those of you who have found your way here, very good. We'll be starting in just one moment, and I just have to get to the right places, and I'll bring you all the latest action and all the fun stuff here as we get going. And if you would, just take a moment and give me your location, and if you've got some people there, let's take a look at that.
Hey, Jerry, this is Steve Curran from Dripping Springs, Texas.
Hi, Steve. You're one of the good ones.
How are you? They don't all say that.
Okay. Well, we've got lots of people that are showing up. What I'd like to do is to take a look at our video here and see if anybody's up and running, because I'm going to hopefully use one of the groups to do a demonstration in the middle of this. And I would like to open up and see if, while I'm setting this little piece up, see there out there in the field got someone who has a question about a specific ache or pain that you might have brought with you tonight. And if you do, we'd like to put some things on you if we can and get a response. If you do get a physical response to these kinds of things that we do and you can, less talking is necessary. So if anybody wants to go ahead and maybe volunteer that, we'll be on in just about another minute. So anybody with a specific ache or pain out there that we want to take a look at?
Hi, Jerry. This is Sandy Meeker. We have a young lady here at our house that was complaining of some jaw pain, and we put a little power patch on, and she says she feels much better.
Well, Sandy, how much education did it take for you to learn to use that jaw patch?
None.
All right. So explain how to everybody out there what you'd have to know to be able to put one of those on.
If you can put on a Band-Aid, you're doing good.
Okay. So you peel the thing off the Band-Aid and you stick it right there. Well, where did you put it?
Right on the pain on my jaw.
Well, that works out pretty good. And was it right in front of your ear?
Right in front of my ear. Just above the jawline.
And so is that something you typically experience? Does it crack or click when you open your jaw?
No, but it'll swell. Like my actual jaw, the muscles around it will swell.
Oh, cool. Well, you're gonna go in shock when you find out how much that thing costs if it actually works. Yeah, it'll kind of be interesting. Anyone else? And then I'll go ahead and get started. All right, let's rock and roll. I just want to give you a quick background. My name's Jerry White. I'm a physical therapist. Started out my life and career in swimming. Four-year college All-American. It was a really great experience. And then what are you going to do after you do that? Well, shoot, I got out of school and became a swim coach. Had a lot of good success there, a couple of kids at the top two in the world, and a number of them on the U.S. scene, and then had an opportunity to be around teaching adults right around the time when triathlon started with the Ironman over in Hawaii back in the early 80s. So then having some connections in Southern California down in San Diego, brother-in-law was coaching swimming down there, so we had an opportunity to go down and work with some of the original triathletes at the United States Olympic Training Center, and I went into sports rehab physical therapy. Had some real good luck with that, and then became a trainer for professional hockey and ballet, and then was honored to become the founder and head researcher of the Motion Analysis Laboratory at Shriners Hospital for Crippled Children here in Spokane. Went on from there to become an adjunct professor in biomechanics and physiology, and then got a certification in biomagnetic therapy. Then my life changed dramatically for the better. I've always had this desire to really work together with people and all of us become better. And this key concept called We Can came into my life and then became a diamond, and you can see all the other stuff that we did there. Well, the real problem was that I was too busy too often in my life. I had no time. How could I ever escape all that stuff? Well, I was doing full 40-hour clinical loads of PT, I was 20 hours in my lab. I was on the international lecture circuit talking about four-bar knees, which was a new type of artificial knee we could put in a prosthesis for kids who had lost their limb. So I developed a program in teaching kids to run for the first time after they lost their leg. I was teaching for the local university in biomechanics and physiology. I was acting in church plays, teaching Sunday school, had my fourth child on the way. I was doing the log house on weekends and evenings, and if you were lucky, I would have my other computer going because I had a picture of my log house up, which was really kind of fun. But you can tell, when you look at all of those things, I was sort of like a lot of people are, and I was just too dang busy. Well, that became quite evident because my son, I needed a way to come home because he came to me with tears in his eyes and he said, "Dad, how is it that you go down to the hospital and play with everybody else's kids, and if you ever come home, there's no time for us?" Wow. I think when I think back to those days, the worst that I got when I was doing all those things was there were 37 days in a row where I got home after the family was asleep and left before they woke up in the morning. Then I would take 3 or 4 days where I would be able to see them for just a little bit, and I'd be back on another run like that. And I became aware with my son that that wasn't going to cut it. But I didn't know how to change it. So along came Al and Mary Anders in my life, and Al was a guy who was suffering with multiple seizures. He had as many as 8 of them a day, these massive epileptic grand mal seizures. Medication that he was on was giving him these huge side effects, but they did nothing to control his seizures. Well, they got so bad in the side effects that they were going to actually have to amputate his legs. And they sent him home. Just really, he'd used over $1 million in healthcare funds, and he wasn't probably going to make it, so sent him home to die. I thought I'd never see him again. And about 4 years later, he showed up in my clinic wearing some magnets on his head. He told an amazing tale. Right after he had gotten home from the hospital, a guy had come over to his house, heard about his condition in a prayer meeting, put a mattress pad from Japan on his bed. Well, his seizure activity was so bad that he had actually broken his wife's cheekbone and 3 of her ribs a couple weeks before when he was... Went to bed on this thing, and every night he would just tear up the whole bedroom. But that night he didn't. He woke up very calm, very still. It changed their lives. They didn't really have any money, but they decided they were going to just come up with some way to get enough money to get these technologies in his life. By the time Al came to me, he had changed. He could now speak, he could walk, he could do a lot of things he couldn't do the last time I'd seen him. And he told me that he'd only been able to work for 2 years out of his adult life. He said to me, "Now I have my own business. And Coach, I'd be honored if you'd consider joining me." I at first took a look at some of the things that he was dealing with. He had 4 little magnets taped to his head and kind of looked kind of goofy. But here he was with a sincere heart, and I guess I couldn't deny that there he was standing in front of me and fully healthy. So I took some of the materials that he brought to me and found out they were from a company called Nikan. It was right at the largest healthcare provider in the country of Japan, but they were doing things in a very different way. You see, the Japanese describe health as being kind of like a cliff, lose your health, you fell off the cliff. And he said, in America, they just put an ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. In Japan, we'll try putting a fence at the top and see who wins. Well, I guess they must be winning because our healthcare system is breaking the bank in the United States. So we'll talk about some of that tonight. We found that the application of simple technologies were being used in Japan in ways that were far, far less dangerous. And I was shocked to see that it had already been 20 years in Spokane, Japan, by the time I'd heard about it. And it was this major company that in 5 years had done more growth and grew faster than to $1 billion than IBM or McDonald's. So how could that all happen? And it was off the radar screen from what I knew. Well, I took into the laboratory with me a set of shoe inserts. They're just little inserts that we'll be making a test on tonight. And as I put these inserts on people, I found that very, very interesting. We were able to, it looks like I lost my deal here. Oh, there we go. We were able, with the inserts, to test somebody's balance and make a huge difference right there. So I see the Meekers have their video on, and I see that Judy's got hers on. Do either of you have somebody who has not had an opportunity to experience these insoles? Meekers, anybody there?
Yeah, we got somebody.
Okay, can you have them stand in front of the video camera?
Okay.
And get yourself a set of insoles. So what we're going to do is we're going to have them stand on the insoles, and if we can get that camera to kind of show their body there, and we'll have our guest put your arms out straight, one hand on top of the other, and just like that, exactly, and stand on the insoles. And what we want you to do is to have, one of the Meekers, or at least somebody that knows what they're doing, put your hands up underneath their hands and press up. And we're looking for a couple different things. We want to see your abdominal muscles get tighter and that you can get laid in one, or you stay in one place and you get pretty strong. The other thing I want you to notice is what happens to your toes. So try that again and just feel what happens to your toes. What do you get? All right, that looks pretty good. Now, are you on or off the Meg steps right there?
On.
Okay, now what I want you to do is step off and try that same thing again and see if there's a change in what we see for a response. That was different. Did you sense the change? Now back on them, and I want you to kind of figure out how much more power you can generate. Can you figure a percentage, maybe 10, 20, 30, what do you think?
More than 30, he says.
About 30, well, could you be 30% tougher, and just think how impressed people would be with you. All right, you can go ahead and have a seat, and I'll do that a little bit. What we found was when I put in the laboratory was that when these insoles made in this way created an environment where the body could actually sort of hear itself better. It could hear the inputs that are coming in from the outside world much more clearly. As a result, it was the very beginning of a major finding. And in this major finding, it was that the body's mechanisms for controlling its own, there we go, there's my house, somehow it's working. Okay, what we found was that there was an autonomic reflex response. That just means your body's hardwired to do something. And what was happening once we put ourselves into this magnetic environment was it had an override of that. So I had to find out why, and I found out that the speed of the nerve conduction, as I was looking at some of my materials that I had put on my people in my laboratory, found that the speed of the nerves were working more quickly, and the body was reacting in a faster rate. Well, that has huge implications for lots of different things, one of which is that the number two killer of people 65 is the effect of falls. So what if we could give people more balance and more strength and more endurance and all those types of things? So that would be interesting. We could put them in their shoes so they didn't have to think about it. Just go about your day. If they could have that 30% extra energy, well, just with one product, the thing blew off the shelf. The next little test that we do is looks at flexibility. In my wife's shoulders, we found that if she were to put her arms out to the side and we'd pull them back behind her back, we'd find a point of stiffness in the shoulders. And we'll ask the people at your houses to do that a little bit later on with you. And find out if you respond to a spinning magnetic field. What we found was that my wife actually went from 32 inches to 16 in less than a second. Again, verifying that there was this environment that the body seemed to really do well in, we just never knew to measure it before. So what could we do with this Niken thing? See, there were things I couldn't do with my skills as a physical therapist. There was something missing. People still suffered. Like most people, I wanted to make a big difference in the world, but could I branch out? Could I be trained or retrained when I was already so busy? Entirely new way to think. Some other way than I was currently thinking. Came Niken, and in 7 months of part-time work, I was able to go home. And so then what happened next was I got to looking at the statistics. What's going on? How's this all working in America right now? I knew that there were some in the healthcare system, but I didn't know how bad they were. See, the cost of the healthcare system is over $2.5 trillion last year, and the thing is doubling every 5 years. And the comptroller, this is the guy who writes all the checks for the federal government, quit 6 months ago. And the reason was for 8 years, I'm trying to tell people that the cost of this new system called Medicare D was so high in America that we were going to And the bankruptcy was going to come so fast that we needed to get a bailout. Well, nobody was hearing his cries, and said basically that by 2025, at the current rate of Medicare D, that one program in the government, it would actually cost more than the entire gross national product of the entire United States. So somebody's got to take a look. Well, what he said in an article in Pharmacy Today was, if you think this current $700 billion financial bailout is troubling, you haven't seen anything yet. It's just a warm-up act to what we face if Washington doesn't come to terms with Medicare's looming bankruptcy by 2019. Here's some reasons why we're so sick today. We lead the world in every single degenerative disease. Isn't that the coolest? I mean, don't you love being an American? And then we're like the winner in that one. 65.2% of the U.S. adults are overweight and 30.5% are obese. And that's from an article called Obesity in America. Asthma and autoimmune diseases are epidemic in this country. There are 44,000 new cases of diabetes type 2 every month. Well, here's the big statistic. It says there's currently 23.6 million Americans. That's 7.8% of the population had diabetes by 2007. Add to that the next 12 months of people getting it at a rate of 44,000 a month. This thing is completely a train wreck and out of control. And it's essentially 100% preventable with diet, sleep, and exercise. We're finding that the causes of these problems are lifestyle, stress, and environment. Why is that important? Well, let's take a look at some of the common killers back around 1900. It was pneumonia, influenza, tuberculosis, and diarrhea. The other top six were all also bugs. And along came drugs to kill bugs. It was miraculous. So you'd have a family member with, let's say, pneumonia, and they were going to die from pneumonia. All of a sudden, they give them this magic penicillin. A couple days later, they're up and around, their fever broke, and they're, wow, this is like magic. So this huge $2.5 trillion industry was developed in North America. And it worked so well that by the year 2000, only 1 out of 10 of the top 10 killers has anything to do with microbes or bugs at all. You see, these are heart attack, cancer, stroke. Here's one for you, prescription drugs and mistakes. Diabetes, obesity, autoimmune diseases. You see, those are actually lifestyle, stress, and environment problems. some of the environmental problems we're seeing in our country right now. There are over a billion plastic water bottles hitting their landfills per year in California alone. That's according to LA Times. You see, drugs in the drinking water, a vast array of pharmaceuticals, including antibiotics, anticonvulsants, mood stabilizers, and sex hormones, have been found in the drinking water supplies of at least 41 million Americans, and that's from Associated Press. Bottled water costs anywhere between 240 and 10,000 times more than tap water, from the San Francisco Chronicle. And 40% of bottled water should be labeled bottled tap water because it is exactly what it is. And I like to let people know that the phthalates in the plastic water bottles, when they deteriorate in the landfills eventually, they create more female hormones. And those female hormones are so high in the outlying areas in the groundwater that animals are already starting to see effects on the development of their sexual organs. We're in trouble. Here's another one. How well are we winning the war on cancer? This is by Dr. Michio Kushi, the father of macrobiotics. And he tells us that in 1900, on autopsy, 1 out of 28 people had cancer. By 1950, it was 1 out of 12. And today, it was a staggering, in 2000, it was a staggering 1 out of 2. Well, one of the reasons for that is that if you take the blood from an umbilical cord, you'll find over 287 chemicals in the blood going to the baby. And none of those chemicals existed 100 years ago. And most of them come from your house. Maybe there are some environmental problems that we really need to take a look at. Here's an idea on autoimmune diseases, and this is from the Center for Disease Control. This is a single autoimmune disease called asthma. It accounts for 14 million last days of school a year. Asthma is the third ranking cause of hospitalization among those younger than 15 years of age. And the number of children dying from asthma increased almost threefold from 1979 to 1996. Another little tidbit I'll throw in here is that between 1985 and today, we've had a doubling of the number of people in our society and a doubling of the number of allergies per person. So a doubling of numbers of people who have allergies and a doubling of the number of allergies each person has. And they're telling us the probability is because of indoor air, and we're in the house 95% of the time now, and plastics. What if we could get kids to breathe easier with a simple change of their environment? Here's some other common autoimmune diseases you might have heard of. Type 1 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, thyroid disease, Graves' disease, lupus, MS, Crohn's, psoriasis, Addison's disease, pernicious anemia, celiac disease, autoimmune hepatitis, all these different types of diseases. And this is only a small portion because if I got them all down here, you couldn't even read them. They're so small. So what it really is the body's losing its ability to detect appropriately how to deal with itself. Autoimmune diseases mean that one day it's cruising along just fine, next day it starts recognizing the body as an enemy and starts to attack itself. Here's some other home environment problems. The indoor air quality, and this is a statement out of Indoor Air Pollution or indoorpollution.com. 94% of all respiratory ailments are caused by polluted air, according to the American Medical Association, which also reported that one-third of our national health bill is caused directly or is directly attributed to indoor air pollution problems. Sleep, deep sleep, huge problem in America. I see you there in the dripping spring, Steve. Do you know, here's a startling fact for you. Do you know what the most expensive bed in America was last year? How much it cost?
No.
$55,000.
Huh.
And they sold 1,200 of them. How important is deep sleep to people? It can be astoundingly important. And what we're able to do now is to bring a new technology in that is pennies on the dollar to the cost of that $55,000 sleep system, and works hundreds of times better. You see, if you lose 3 hours of sleep in one night, you'll lose 60% of your immune system for 2 days. And we already talked about water quality problems. There's too much stress in our lives, drug reactions, deficient nutrition, and all these undiscovered environmental problems. So here's some new environments that we really need to take a look at. What if there were environments that we never thought to monitor, and we found out that they were critical to a thriving, healthy life? Here's one that you might want to think about. We know magnetic fields are critical to life. Does any of you have the Discovery Channel? I wonder if any of you might have seen that television program that was an hour long that talked about if there were no magnetic field on the Earth, there'd be no life in 3.5 weeks. So I guess we must need one. And when we start dealing with these magnetic fields, an author in Japan named Dr. Kaiichi Nakagawa, it's not like saying Bill or something, he wrote a paper called Magnetic Field Deficiency Syndrome. And in his paper, he described that there's a small gland in your head called the pineal gland, sits on your pituitary, and it counts the pulses of the Earth's magnetic field. And it releases hormones based on the count. He said that the electronics in our day-to-day lives also put out a magnetic field, and if it's an alternating current electrical field at 60 cycles per second, some of you may have heard 60 cycles per second, instead of the brain picking up 7.8 cycles like it was built to do, it's now reading 60. And everything in your body is running too hot all the time. Eventually something's going to give. Another one is infrared light, called far infrared light. Another environment, negative ions, some profound and interesting things that we can see with those. In harmonic resonance and in nutrition and in water, these are fluctuations in vibration. This is the next era of health in America. What if we found a non-invasive, incredibly inexpensive, nearly passive way to bring these things to people, and we were able to partner with a company that owns all the patent rights to these technologies? And I guess I'd put another what if, and that is, what if you were one of the first people in America to hear about it? That's exactly where we sit. And these pictures have changed lives. We've already heard of one person trying a little tiny magnetic device just in front of her ear or down on her jaw. And maybe you've already seen some very interesting results. I got a phone call last night from a lady who was telling me that she just took some of those little discs and put them on the inside of her glasses, wore her glasses on her head. And she'd had a problem because her classroom that she was teaching in was little kids. She was having small little focal seizures, and she would forget maybe a little kid's name for an hour. Well, that's getting to the point of dangerous, and she would have to lose her job completely. And she's now found that if she wears those little things on her head, for some reason, in her case, she does no longer have those little episodes anymore. Well, here's an intriguing piece that Al Anders brought into my life, and this was one of the most profound and important things that I've ever learned. And that was, if I was able to balance my life, and if we were all able to balance our lives in these critical areas. First is the spiritual life. And we say, that's the most important thing of all, but it's not our job. We'll just let God take care of that one and your local pastor. But the other parts of your life, these five areas around the outside, if we were to balance these, would we all imagine that if we spent 20% of our time in each category, we would likely have less stress? But stress is one of the biggest problems we have in our environment today, in our lives. In fact, most people are spending 80% of their time worrying about or working on their finances. What I like is the fact that we've got a whole call tonight, and each one of you on this call, I'm looking down through the list, yep, every one of you is independently wealthy. So that's not a problem for you. And none of you have to think about that. But a lot of people do. And it drives them out of balance. So what we're going to try to do is put on our crusader capes and go da-da-da and go out and try to correct that problem. So let's see if I can get this machine to work again here. I'm in the wrong. Come on, little fella. You can do this. Okay. Now we're going to take a look at health. And we're going to compare health with drugs and surgery. I usually like to ask people, how important is health in your life? I had a friend the other day that did this. Maybe I'll just, I'm taking longer than I should tonight, but I'm having fun, so you guys have to suffer through it. So watch this. This is kind of small writing. I didn't think it was this little, but we can still do this. All right, this is 100, this is 1 million. Now what if we were to offer people $1 million in exchange, I'll put the dollar sign where it's supposed to be, $1 million. Now, I get to choose, or I want, you know, normally if you were all going to respond to me, this would work, but a lot of times I say respond and most of you go, well, they can't see me, so I'm not going to say anything. But what are some of the things that a person could use $1 million on? Well, maybe one of them would be pay off their house, or at least put a chunk down on it. Another one is they might pay for their kids' education. They might pay for just kind of sprucing up their wardrobe so they could get a little bit more, or they pay off their tax debt. They'd feel pretty good about that. They might even have enough left over so that they could go on a vacation. And then they could maybe put some into investment. And so that's what each one of those zeros I just mentioned, what would happen, and you get to choose those. But I get to choose the last one, and that is, if we take away the one, that's your health, how much is it all worth? It's pretty much zero. So health should be right up there as the number one most important thing. But and how would we best maintain that health? Maybe if we could just get deep sleep on a regular basis, clean up the environmental water and air, improve your nutrition, increase your energy, and decrease your stress, and put you on a fitness program. And if we took all of America with all of our vast problems that we're having in our health right now, and we had people do all of these things, let me guess, that may be better at improving our health than doing what we currently seem to be doing economically, and that is to try to fund more drugs and more surgery. Sometimes we get freedom out of balance, and we say that freedom means that you don't have to take care of yourself. We'll just put in more drugs and surgery and keep the industry going. Perhaps there's a whole new world available to us if we begin to start to set up this new health environment. So we have to look at why don't Americans do health. Here's some reasons. Have you ever known that there is something more important than health in a person's life? Well, look at your neighbors. Look at the American people around you. What we find is that without money, nobody's going to think about correcting any of these things. That was a huge frustration for me in physical therapy. No matter how sickly people are, they'll usually say, I'm not taking this money out of putting in cable to get some kind of air cleaning system to correct my lung problem. So we're stuck. We have a problem. And we're going to take a look at why we're stuck, because we've learned over time that there's something more important than your health. For most people, it's their job. And the reason is the job's too doggone inefficient, so they give up sleep for their job. They're in a poor indoor air and water quality situation. They have very, very compromised nutrition. They're in too high a stress environment, and they give up their fitness for their job. And they spend the first half of their life spending all their health to gain wealth. So in the second half of their life, they have to spend all their wealth to try to regain their health. It just isn't going to work. Why don't people do healthy? Well, they don't have the habit. They have not prioritized it about being frantic and reacting to everything. They've got conditioning problems. They're conditioned to believe that they're too old and they're getting more unhealthy just because that's the way life is. Well, that's all wrong, and we're about to change it. They are actually too inefficient at making money, and as a result, because of that, they spend 80% of their time focusing on the wrong things. And I like to bring this up as the final little piece of my discussion on the human condition. It's called biologic synergy. And this was a fascinating discovery at the National Institute for Health, and a study done by Dr. Pedersen took mice and gave them a fatal virus. They found that half of those mice had put on exercise, half on a strong nutritional supplementation program. And so here's our results. We found that the exercise group increased their survivability by 15 to 18%. The nutrition group by 15%. The staggering statistic turns out to be, when you put them both together, it improves by 255%. This is an idea called synergy. When we add some of those components of health together, they multiply logarithmically. So the big question would be for most people is, which one of these would you leave out if you were really building your health? Thus, we present to America a brand new concept called the wellness home. I think all of us, we really think about it, if you had a choice between living in a wellness home or a sick home, we'd probably choose that wellness home. But again, we come back to this question of why don't we? Because we need economic incentives to do that. Here's what NECAN does differently. They create simple technologies that even busy, frantic people can use with very little changes to their lives. All of a sudden, they begin to start to have positive health benefits. And we find that people are consuming more and more the healthier and healthier they get. A lot of people don't realize this, but did you all know that we had a lousy Christmas season for retail sales? Isn't that amazing? In fact, the worst in 40 years. Well, did you know there were two industries that didn't get worse? One of those industries was health and wellness products. The other one was internet orders for products. Can you see that people who own malls and people who own retail stores may be getting nervous? Those people that own car dealerships and who work in banks are seeing such a dramatic change to the stability of life. What would we all send our kids to college for, or what would we go back to college for to learn in the future? What we're going to do is peek behind the curtain here and look at the trends of where it's shifting to, because our economy is a couple of percentage points smaller than it was last year. A lot of people are freaking out, panicking, running, the sky is falling because we're 2% smaller than we were last year. But that means that 98% still exists. It's just shifted from things we used to know to new things. Now what we're going to do is try to imagine, can we as a group move to where it's going and be a part of collecting part of $1 trillion in new expenditures that don't currently exist in the marketplace? And that's through this creating these simple technology, and it's going to be attached to this, the development of personal wellness with a cause. And it ties them all to economic efficiency and abundance through the five pillars of health. So the solution, the wellness home environment, where people can lay down, sit down, walk around, breathe air, drink water, and eat. And put it in a sort of a situation where as people are getting these kinds of environments, they can also use those technologies as a showcase. And they get tax advantages for being involved in the development of a new business. And in this new business, you're providing commerce that's going to keep America rolling. So the government likes to give you extra tax breaks for being involved in that. We'll talk about those in just a minute. But what if we could then provide economic stability and opportunity so that we can make the biggest difference in your lifetime through the use of technologies that are going to make you healthier anyway? That's a double win scenario. Our goal really is to create the backup system for the American sick care system, one that's dramatically less expensive and leverages individuals who, by improving themselves, sharing the qualities of life and the adventure and profit of entrepreneurship, will save trillions of dollars and countless lives with a philosophy of balance in the five pillars of health. We're trying to get the word out, and we need help. It's interesting, many of you may have heard of a really terrific guy named Zig Ziglar. And he's a part, in fact, was a worldwide ambassador for NECAN. Shut down one of his companies and came to NECAN full time. And he looked at us as a group of people and he said, you are making a huge difference. And I want to congratulate you because over the course of the last 2 years, you've affected 1 million people in America. But he said, here's the downside of that. During that same 10-year period, the population of America grew by 14 million. So here we have the largest provider of healthcare technologies in the country of Japan coming into the largest, sickest market in all of the world here in the United States and North America with the express purpose to do to health what Toyota did to cars, and less than 2 out of 1,000 people have ever heard of it. What we're asking you is to maybe leverage some of your time and to bring people that you know so that we can tell our story. We want you to gain a passion by using these technologies. And as you do that, and there are only 3 things required for us to make a living. Just as I told you in my earlier part of the speech here, is that I was able to come home fully funded in 7 months. It can be done. I've seen it done with lots of friends. And you know what? It can be done by anybody that wants to take the bull by the horns and go to work. All they have to have is a passion to come together with us and share. They're going to get knowledgeable. You're going to learn how to think differently because whatever problems you have in life can't be solved at the same level of thinking that caused the problems. That's a quote from Einstein. So we're going to get some knowledge on what currently exists out there in the world, and we're going to apply it in an entirely different way called networking. It's the way of the future. Many people really would love to go back to the ways of the past and try to get jobs in industries where you get paid for 40 years and then you get all 4 or 5 weeks of vacation and then they'll cover for all your pensions and they'll cover for your medical when you're out. Well, that was a day when, did you know that when we started Social Security and when we started Medicare, there were 15 workers for every retired person? So all of the revenues from that 15-person activity could go to help fund that one retired person. Today, there are 3 workers for every retired person. As a result, there is not enough money to continue to pay for their lives. It is changing, it will change, and we can't stop it. So we invite you to join us and start on the path of freedom. And here's what we would have you do if that was something that was intriguing to you. Is for $75, you can buy distribution rights for this all over North America. You'll get a signature magnetic product called MagBoy. And you can kind of cruise around through the world and just make people grin on that baby. It'll make so much difference, it's astounding. You get an Ekin starter kit with CDs, DVDs, manuals, the whole thing to get yourself started. You buy full-on international distribution rights, and as you gain in your strength and your ability to put all these things together, why not, if you got a friend in Paris, well, I'm not so good at speaking French, but maybe they speak English, they can get onto this call. And you can see them over there where you see Steve and Judy and the Meekers, and they'd be right there. We could talk to them, we could work with them. Because Meekin will allow you to open up in 43 countries after you get to the level of silver. It's huge tax advantages. You can literally save thousands of dollars per year in taxes if you did nothing more than to start a business. You see what the federal government requires for you to make those tax savings is that you intend to make a profit. Do you notice how I didn't say make a profit? All you have to do is to intend to make a profit and keep the proper records. 20% discounts on things that you might purchase for your own health through Niken. You get free consultation with millionaire leaders because they've made this thing really goofy. They're forcing us to have to be nice to all of you because none of us can gain any movement upwards unless we make you successful. Doesn't that suck? The next piece is you get team membership with extensive training and it doesn't cost anything. And finally, for that $75, we throw in a Japanese magnetic massage. So with all that, we'd like to encourage you to consider joining us. like Zig Ziglar said, we were falling behind and population growth was going faster than we can get it into the marketplace. This will be one of the most significant shifts in economics of all time when the baby boom generation, who spends most of the money in our society, stops buying big houses out in the country. They quit buying SUVs. What are they going to buy? They're going to buy things that make them feel younger, healthier, have a better outlook on life. They're going to become part of something where they can have a social interaction and be part of a social network, making a difference and being the kinds of people, as they always have been, who choose to make a difference in the world instead of being a cause of the problem. Well, I want to thank you for coming. Every Tuesday and Thursday night we run these things, and as you can tell, sometimes they don't get started right on time, but that's Steve's fault. All right, does anybody have any questions or something you might have put on somebody? They might have had a giant 3-foot goiter growing out the outside of their dubious area and you stuck it on there and the thing sucked in and turned purple or anything like that.
I have a question.
Okay, shoot.
This is Carla in Lubbock.
Howdy.
Hi. My daughter, my grandson, has epileptic seizures. And we wanted to get more information about what she needed to do for him.
Well, that's a great point. And when we start dealing with all these different types of conditions and that sort of thing, one of the great things I found about me, Ken, is that we basically say we've used this on so many people worldwide, 55 million users over a 35-year period, and nobody's had any real problems with it. No measurable negative side effects. So we know that it's incredibly safe. And in my friend, he had very, very dramatic effects. In fact, numbers of people that I have in dealing with that. Officially, we get to call those coincidences. If you happen to have a coincidence with your grandson, we know first off, the worst thing that can happen is nothing. The best thing that could happen is he might see a difference, and you'd be able to share that with us. But I would recommend that you use things that are some of our little magnetic devices in his sleep environment. That would be a really critical one. We found with my friend that he got a lot better when he was hydrating properly, and we recommend PyMag water, which is another lecture altogether, fascinating stuff. And a third is to attempt to use some of these little dots or magnetic discs in and around the head. And your job is to experiment, to find out, really, we're going to do those things because we hope to make him sleep better. That's our official line. If he has other benefits from it, you get to talk about them. I don't. So you get to bring that up. So if you have some of those benefits, Carla, could you come back and tell us those stories?
Yeah, we would.
Now, how old is this little guy?
15.
Does he wear a ball cap?
Yes.
And how often does he have problems with that?
Seizures?
Yep.
About every other month. And he has them during sleep time.
Okay. You can get a headband to wear during the sleep, and then during the day, if you'd like, just take a couple of these discs and slip them inside of his hat band and just leave them there. I'll put a couple of them at the temples and see if that makes a difference for him.
Okay.
Very good. Any other questions?
I also have a question about, is there anything that works motion sickness?
Well, we found for my son, who couldn't go across town without messing up your brand new seat covers when he was a little guy, that if he used the Nikan seat system, we did this experiment by accident, and we put him on the seat system in the back seat of the motorhome in the way back and drove all the way from Spokane to San Diego and back, and he didn't get sick. But if he didn't sit on that seat, he'd throw up in a couple of miles.
Whoa, okay.
Another thing you might try is to take the little mag dots and put them behind his ears.
Okay.
Anyone else? All right. Well, we don't want to keep you all up on a school night, but we do want to encourage you to maybe consider being a part of what we do, because after I get done here, I probably will have to do something like go to the club to get over it. So God bless you all. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Jerry. Go shovel some more snow.
You, Jerry.
All right, bye-bye.
Can't wait to see you in San Antonio.
All right, San Antonio.
We'll see you next week, Jerry.
It's in Ohio.
All right. Hey, I'll,
thank you.
You guys all know I didn't have my camera on tonight, but you all know that I'm kind of, how do they say it, follicularly challenged? I got a gold panel on the top of my head, so maybe I'll have to give me a cowboy hat when I go down there.
That sounds like a good idea. We can hook you up.
All right. I will feel like the guy when that happens.
There you go.
All right. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night, Jerry. Thanks.